Okay. Sorry, we got cut off there because we ran out of batters. The Lakers.
So much to say about the Lakers. What's their over-under?
48.5.
Under.
Under. Super under.
All right, next. San Antonio Spurs. Last team we're previewing. Best record in the West last year at 61-21. What do you say about the Spurs?
The Spurs have the easiest schedule this year if you went by last year's records. Because it's a completely unbalanced schedule with 66 games this year. The two teams that's worked out the best for were the Spurs and the Bulls.
Really?
Really. So the Spurs are the Spurs. They will continue to be the Spurs. Tim Duncan is old, but won't need to do that much. I think after getting blasted in the playoffs last year, this will be a team that's going to do well in the regular season and get the shit beat out of them in the playoffs again.
I see the Spurs with Ginobili, Duncan, and Parker aging as the equivalent to the Jazz of the early aughts with Stockton, Malone aging. They continue to play well in the regular season, but their window of playoff opportunity has effectively closed.
I agree.
Okay, so let's make some...
45.5 on the Spurs?
I take the under, but...
I take the over for the regular season. I think they'll be good. For the regular season.
All right, so, I mean, we've discussed a lot of good Western Conference teams, but no team we're totally sold on. I mean, how do we see... Who do we see as, like, the two best teams in the West, or, like...
My conference finals prediction will be the Thunder.
Yeah.
That's one of mine.
Mm-hmm.
You give me one now.
I don't know. I'm really... I... This... I don't... Jeez. Memphis. I like Memphis. I like Memphis taking the next step.
All in on the fucking Grizzlies. Zach Randolph. Hall of Famer.
I really... This is nuts. But look, Sean Kemp made an NBA Finals. Zach Randolph can make a conference finals.
I like Memphis. I mean, jeez. It's hard to say who else is. I mean, the Mavericks could. I mean, I guess really the Mavs. Is that really what I'm gonna say? I mean, I don't think the Grizzlies will be able to do all that. Here's what I'm gonna say. Here's my prediction for whoever will play the Thunder. It's gonna be a team that adds that player, either J.R. Smith for 20 games,
or it's gonna
be somebody could get Tony Parker if the Spurs end up not being good. Or the Spurs could add somebody else, and that could totally blow shit out of the water. Whoever really gets that one piece, I mean, I think the Mavs would have to make that move. If they do that, I'd say the Mavericks. If not, I would say, I don't know, the Grizz. I don't know. I can't predict Memphis.
I guess.
I don't know who the other team is, but I'm going to say the Thunder is going to beat whoever the hell it is.
I think someone out of Oklahoma City, Memphis, and Dallas will emerge as the best out of the West. We've both expressed our skepticism of the Lakers and Spurs. I think they're in the next tier. I think that's 4-5 there, the Lakers and Spurs. I think after that, 6-7-8, I have the Blazers 6, the Clippers 7, and the Nuggets 8.
I'm probably a little higher on the Clippers than you, but... Where did you have the Lakers? 4?
I have the Lakers 5.
Oh.
The Spurs 4. So here's my top 8 in the West. 1, Thunder. This is just regular season. I'm still not sold on the Thunder making it out of the West. 1, Thunder in the regular season.
I agree.
2, Mavericks in the regular season.
I'll take the Spurs there.
3, Grizzlies in the regular season.
I'll take the Mavs there.
4, Spurs for me.
I'd go Grizzlies 4, okay.
4, Spurs. 5 Lakers, 6 Blazers, 7 Clippers, 8 Nuggets.
I would go Blazers, Clippers, then Jazz.
Jazz.
and then we'll give the Lakers that 8 seed. All right. Prediction for MVP.
Oh, okay. All right. MVP. Derrick Rose won it last year. Many thought LeBron James should have won it. I think this year the MVP will go to not Dwight Howard. His situation is too much in flux. Not Kevin Durant. He's sharing the ball too much with Russell Westbrook. maybe Rose again, though I think I don't see why Rose actually doesn't win again. Let me think about this for a second. Kevin Durant. Okay, well,
it's too hard for a player to win it twice, and
Rose isn't good enough to win it twice in a row, at least not yet. It could be LeBron or Wade.
I mean, I think there's a good chance. James would be my other pick, but I'm not picking that douchebag. And I, like I said, I think he's going to sit out 10 games this year, and I think that'll affect him.
I guess, yeah, dark horse for MVP is Blake Griffin, but Vinny Dell-Negro's
his coach. No fucking way.
I guess I take Rose for MVP, because I see the situation the same as last year, where he carries the offense of a team that, you know, is going to win a lot of regular season
and
games.
And you don't think Baron Davis is going to win the MVP?
He wins. Baron Davis, he wins the Steve Francis Award.
All right, and then you think Evan Turner is the runner-up.
Yes, Evan Turner, runner-up for MVP. All right, most improved player, Evan Turner. Derek Favors, a close second.
I don't think you can get much. Well, is it most improved or is it comeback player?
It's most improved. They got rid of comeback player because I always went to a druggie.
druggie?
Yeah, no, that's why they got rid of it. I think that...
I'll take James Harden for most improved.
I think that that's actually probably a good pick. Rookie of the year, given that I don't know any of the rookies.
I'll take the kid from Cleveland.
Kyrie Irving.
Yes.
Point guard from Duke. I like Derek Williams.
Oh, that was the other dude.
From Minnesota. I think Derek Williams will be rookie of the year.
Okay, I bet he can't find the court because they're also very confused up there. But when he does, it'll just be pure magic. To play with other undersized fours.
First coach fired, you have Mike D'Antoni, I assume?
Yeah, by that or Vinny. I mean, they could fire Vinny after the first game. I wouldn't even be shocked.
First coach who should be fired is Vinny. First coach who will be fired.
Yeah, I'll take D'Antoni for that. Unless, if the Thunder come out bad... Scotty Brooks,
a lot of pressure on Scotty Brooks. It's almost like he needs to advance the NBA Finals, you know? I mean, so much pressure on that guy.
Yeah, I mean,
and he's
yeah.
done a really good job. I mean, he inherited.
He has, but, you know, there's certain people are not always built to put a team from going great, good championship, you know? He's small and white. I'm kind of prejudiced against him.
Team that I have already irrationally loved from this overlong preview, Minnesota Timberwolves. Rick Adelman is their coach.
Oh, yeah.
I love Rick Adelman coach teams. Ricky Rubio, the Pete Maravich of Spain. this is a team that, you know, may be going nowhere, but they have a lot of goofy parts.
They'll be going nowhere really excitingly, yeah. Timberwolves, very exciting team to watch. The Kings were supposed to be fun last year. Maybe they'll be better this year.
Yeah, Kings could be fun.
And watching the Lakers lose is going to be really exciting.
Yeah.
And yeah. Lob City, the Clips, are going to be, you know.
One final word about the Clippers is that they're likable. Like, Chris Paul is really a likable player.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a big fan of Chris Paul.
Yeah.
You know, like... I mean, if they could get a real coach and an owner who wasn't a bigot, you know,
yeah, their trickle down is pure shit.
Yeah,
and that's a problem.
But this is definitely the most excitement a Clippers team has had since the Danny Manning, Ron Harper era.
Even more exciting than when they got Baron Davis.
Even more exciting than when they drafted Michael Okwandi.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to part two. There will not be a part three where we preview
seasons
teams again.
We are done. This has been long enough. Join us as the season progresses and we progress.
To the top of your head. You know I love hip hop, right?
Say hip hop, say my life. Say hip hop, say my life. Say hip hop, say my life. Say hip hop, say my life.